You're listening to the Simply Lived In podcast, episode number 12. Today, we have the honor of speaking with YouTuber, photographer, writer, and educator, Christine Liu. She is constantly sharing resources for sustainable and zero waste living, and this episode is no exception. She has a book coming out in October called Sustainable Home, and I can't wait to share her brilliance with all of you.
You're listening to the Simply Lived In podcast, where we understand that needing less helps us to be so much more. Entrepreneur and sustainability advocate, Meg Ross, will help you to break down how to create more space in your life. Get ready to hear from strong women who are redefining what living well looks like. If you've dreamed of being present, cutting the clutter, and putting an end to the busyness, this is the place to be. Here's your host, designer, motivator, and simplicity enthusiast, Meg Ross.
Hello, Simply listeners. Today, you're in for a real treat. I've been so excited to chat with Christine Liu, the woman behind the blog Snapchats of Simplicity. She shares stories of living simply and sustainably there, and she has a YouTube channel. She recently wrote a book. This lady has so much knowledge about a sustainable lifestyle, and she's sharing it all. So thank you so much for being here with us today, Christine.
Of course, no problem.
So to kick things off, can you share a little bit more about yourself and your journey that led you down this path of a simple and sustainable lifestyle?
Yeah, definitely. So I graduated from undergrad about 3 years ago now, and I studied packaging and industrial technology. So my major back in school was a blend of industrial engineering, manufacturing, and business operations. So I really got to learn quite a bit about how things are produced, how things were made, where they came from. And that really got me to start thinking about where do things go after life as well, especially in regards to packaging. So one of the big concentrations in my major is packaging engineering. So I also have something like a packaging engineering degree. And a lot of people from my major graduate to become packaging designers and operators and whatnot. And when I learned about packaging, I became extremely fascinated about it. It was just so interesting to see, or like go through a grocery store, for example, and to take a can or a box of cereal and to know exactly how that thing was made. But my fascination, unfortunately, was not shared by a lot of people around me because people just simply didn't know about it. And I would live with my roommates back at home, or at least, on campus, and I would see them throw away packaging like no other. And it made me really sad to see that this thing that I was learning to be educated with, to manufacture in the future, something like packaging would be just thrown away after seconds without much of a thought. And after really looking into the sustainability of it and how much of it was wasted, that got me to start thinking as well. So the one major statistic that got me really, really shocked about how much waste we produce here in the U.S. is that we make up 5% of the world's population, yet produce about 40% of the world's waste. And about 50% of that comes from food and food packaging. So that's really how it all got started, I would say. My whole minimalism and sustainability journey really arose from that, and really understanding that our society has so much stuff and we depend too much on our stuff, but we don't really need to. So I went on a journey to live zero waste, and it's been an awesome journey since then.
I love that. And something you had mentioned before was how you want to share the beauty of a sustainable home through great photos. And I think that that's such a great idea because, like you said, some people, it takes a little while to get into it and to really realize the impact that they can have by living more sustainably. And it just, you know, a lot of people in my realm, it's just not even on their radar. And to be quite honest, it wasn't really on mine until recently. So I just love how you do that through photos. And is that the medium that you have found has resonated really strongly with people, you know, so they can see how they could live their own life that way?
Yeah, definitely. So for myself, I personally love to take photos. I've been doing it ever since I was in college, since my mom was a big photographer too, and she was also in her college years. So I took it up after taking one photography class. And I just really saw the power of pictures really telling a story. So we can see that through all society today, especially through social media. So Instagram is the one thing that caught my eye because it's quick, it's simple, it's easy. And they say that a picture is worth 1,000 words, and it really can inspire someone. It can give someone joy. It can give them some sort of creativity or a sense of creativity. So I definitely love to use pictures, but I've most recently found that video is now it probably is one of the most powerful ways to also capture an audience. I think everyone has their preferences, but picture and video, I would say, are the two best things that I would say that really helped me to communicate my lifestyle to other people.
That's great. Yeah, I know your Instagram has definitely inspired me. I moved into a new home recently with my husband, and I'm really looking forward to incorporating some more sustainable and zero waste elements there. So when you first got started, what were, you know, for someone just getting started, what were some of the first steps that you took towards a zero waste lifestyle that you would recommend others start doing?
Yeah, so I would recommend two things to start. So the first is every time you throw away something, just take that one object and try to look for an alternative that is sustainable. And ever since I started about 3 years ago living this lifestyle, there's so many more options out there. So it's not too difficult to find alternatives that are more sustainable. And if you can't find it, the second tip that I have is to also get involved with your local community. If you have a zero waste community, and you can usually find a lot of zero waste bloggers throughout the world. So I would recommend the Zero Waste Bloggers Network. They're a great way to find different bloggers in the world that are trying to live this lifestyle too. Otherwise, there's so many Facebook groups out there. Instagram is another great way to get involved. And yeah, the way that social media just connects everyone really allows you to find the different solutions that you do need to connect with other like-minded people too.
That's great. And you also just, you provide a bunch of different resources, but recently or upcoming in the fall, I think you're releasing a pretty big resource, which is your book. Is that right?
Yep. It's coming out in October.
That's so exciting. I'm going to order it probably after this. I always, you know, speaking of less waste or whatever, I always impulse buy books, which isn't great. But if I have to have an impulse buy, I think books is probably a good one to have. But I just can't switch to the audio. I know, you know, Audible or in listening or having the tablet to read your books on. But I just love the feeling of a physical book in my hand. So I'm really excited to get my hands on that.
Yeah, definitely. And I think the thing about this book is that it's also very picture heavy, which incorporates very well with the whole aesthetic of my blog and what I love to do, which is taking pictures to convey different ideas. So I would highly recommend getting this book, at least a physical copy if you can, because I think it definitely is meant to be like a coffee table book where you can put it in your living room and allow guests to come in, just kind of flip through, and essentially just read through and kind of be inspired as well.
Yeah, and it seems like a great, like you said, a coffee table book too, which is also great to have. What are some ways that you were able to incorporate more knowledge into the book than you feel like you were able to through your social media accounts? And what really made you decide to take the plunge and get it all down and get it published?
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, the way that it all started was actually a publisher reached out to me, and they're actually the publisher I ended up working with. They said, hey, we saw your YouTube videos. We saw your Instagram. We love what you're doing. Would you be interested in authoring a book? And as soon as I saw that email, my immediate answer in my head was absolutely not. And the reason being is because I have a full-time job. It's really difficult for me to juggle full-time work, a blog, and then also a book as well. And I was also scheduled to get married the following year. So there's just a lot of moving parts. But I decided to just have a quick call with the publisher that reached out to me. We started to get talking, did a little bit of brainstorming, and really try to see what is this book going to be, and how is it going to be set apart from all the other online sources that are really out there. So for me, I think the biggest highlight of the book is the fact that it's pretty much all the things in my brain specifically organized for what you can do in your home. The way that the book is organized is that it's organized room by room. So it goes through the kitchen, the living room, the bedroom, and the bathroom, and then also a section about the outdoors. So I thought that was a really neat and organized way to go about things. And I guess the difference between a book and a blog is that with a blog, you kind of have to scroll through everything, but a book is very tactile. So then you can really go through and take your time with it. And it's a little bit, it's just a very different experience. But in terms of the content, I would say that a lot of my blog has been focused on zero waste. But for this book, I really got to expand on what are other ways to be more sustainable as well, like energy and carbon footprint. So those are all things that I also touched upon in the book as well.
That's great. Yeah. And I love how you mentioned just your busy schedule and how you already have a full-time job and now you're doing the book and the blog. And I think that's an excuse that a lot of people make about not starting to change their lifestyle towards mm-hmm. a more sustainable option is they're too busy, you know, which is completely understandable. Everybody's busy. But what would you say to people who feel like they don't have the time or the resources to get started with that? And what are some ways that you've actually been able to maintain this lifestyle that you believe in so much while also, you know, keeping up with your work and keeping up with other things that you need to do in your life?
Right. So I think for me, living a zero waste lifestyle is also tends to be accompanied with a minimalist lifestyle. That means you often own less things. You might be a bit more simple-minded in the way that you think and what you want to buy and what you want to purchase. So that also translates to some save time as well. But for times I do get really busy, I also try to encourage people to be sustainable with themselves too. Because I know for me, I'm very type A. I love to be very organized. But when it comes to zero waste, there's times where you want to get everything in control. But it's okay to have a slip up. It's okay to make mistakes. So that's all something I always remind people, and to just take it a step at a time. So for my husband, he's not zero waste, for example. We're both really busy with our full-time jobs and he does what he can. And I'm just encouraging him step by step, month by month, to take up a new thing. So most recently he started doing the toothpaste. So small steps along the way. And I just encourage everyone, you don't have to be intimidated to take the lifestyle overnight. It personally took me about 6 months, which is pretty quick, to transition fully to zero waste lifestyle. But just know and acknowledge that everyone takes their own time to transition to something completely different.
I love that you brought up your husband as well, because that's something that I've noticed. I was married in September, so newly married as well. Thank you. Thank you. Congratulations to you too.
Thanks.
It's great. I love being married, but we had never lived together before we were married. And mm-hmm. everyone's like, oh, aren't you nervous that you won't be able to live with him or whatever? And I was like, you know, I'm not. And we haven't run into any scary problems that we have incompatible living habits or anything like that. But something I have noticed is it's a lot harder for me to bring him along on this lower waste sustainable lifestyle than it is just, you know, for myself. And if I was just living, you know, and making choices for myself, I think it'd be much easier. But trying to, you know, bring him along has proven to be a little bit challenging. And you already kind of mentioned how you handle that, but can you just speak at all a little bit more to maybe the challenges of living with somebody else and also trying to maintain a more sustainable lifestyle?
Absolutely. So when I actually first started living zero waste, I was living at home with my parents, and it was definitely tough. But what I did was I actually decided to keep my lifestyle kind of to myself and decide not to bring them along, because I thought, hey, they're grown up, or every single individual has the right to make their own choices about how they want to live. I'm going to do what I can. So I kind of like made a little separate area in the kitchen. I cleared some cabinets out so I could have some space for my bulk jars with all my bulk foods. I always went to the farmer's market every week and tried to cook on an individual basis. And we'll also share those things too with my parents so they know, like, hey, this is something I'm trying out that I want to share with you, see if you like it. And slowly but surely, even though I kept my life a little bit separate, I would still try to share it along the way. And my parents became more and more, I would say, educated and understood why I was doing what I was doing and got more accustomed to it. And of course, they aren't zero waste either, but I think they've done a lot to at least be aware of what is recyclable, what isn't, how can I refuse more things. So I would say that when you're living with someone else, you do what you can. You try to keep your life separate, at least to start. But when they live with you, maybe they'll begin to understand and be more aware of why it is you're doing what you're doing. And sometimes the actions that you have in your own life will speak louder than the words that you speak. So I think that's just the tip that I have.
Yes, I love that. And I do think you're absolutely right when you just say that education is a huge part of it. And just leading by example, I think, is really important too. And instead of using it as an excuse, you know, like I could say, which I sometimes do, like, oh, you know, it's just gonna be so hard for Joe to have to bring in his lunch bag every single day or something so basic that he should totally be able to do. But instead, you know, just reframing that mindset and instead maybe being like, this is a good reason to do it even more because I can lead by example and bring him along with me.
Right.
And something else that touching on to what you said in the very beginning of the interview about how The statistic that the United States makes up 5% of the world's population and produces about 40% of the world's waste. That is something that I had heard you say even previously that was really caught my attention as well. And I wanted to bring that up again because you said that you always were so curious about that and the cultural and systematic issues that really lead to this huge waste problem. And that is a really interesting idea that I've kind of just started learning about myself when I've been trying to incorporate zero waste into my own life. Because it really is a cultural thing, right? Of always being so busy and always feeling like you don't have time. And instead of just saying, I'm going to use reusable bags to get groceries, you actually have to do it. And I think that's where the disconnect is because it takes more time and you have to be more intentional about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I can talk a little bit about how my parents have really affected, I would say, my view of waste. So at least for my parents, they are immigrants from Taiwan. And over in Taiwan, or I think in a lot of Eastern Asian countries, the amount of waste is a lot smaller. Not saying it's not insignificant, but I would say that people in Eastern Asian countries tend to be a lot more frugal. They tend to not want to waste as much. So they tend to save a lot of money. And they want to do so that they can make sure their kids have a good future and whatnot. So just like kind of watching that, I would say, throughout the years of my childhood, I began to soon realize, like, even though they're frugal, even though it's a little bit embarrassing, I now know why it's kind of important for us to be that way for environmental reasons, too, because the planet right now can't, or at the rate that we're consuming all of its resources, it can't sustain the amount that we're producing as well. So it's definitely something to think about. It definitely really contrasts as well with the American culture, I would say. I mean, I grew up in a culture and a society that really values convenience, that values making the biggest dream that you can ever have. And just like doing whatever you can to be who you want to be. And it is really kind of like a make yourself the best person possible, which isn't a bad thing. But because our country is so big, it's spread apart. People have a lot more land. People consume a lot more and it's a very consumeristic society. So, again, I'm not saying that other countries aren't this way, but I think definitely because of how America has transformed through the past couple of years with the Industrial Revolution and just how different businesses have also started to cater towards customers as well, I think that's a huge play into our values of convenience and just consuming quite a bit as well.
Yes. Thank you for wrapping that up so beautifully when I was fumbling for the words, but that is exactly what I was touching on. And I just love your perspective of, you know, kind of like you said, those systematic issues that just were developed the way that they were. And, you know, someone like me who was just raised kind of in a fast paced lifestyle, who never really knew any different, to be able to take a step back and see how there's maybe a different way to do something is so valuable. And so one other thing I wanted to talk about is you've mentioned that you wanted to create a purposeful life for yourself. And what were some of the decisions that you had to make along the way that you think really either brought you to living the life that you wanted or maybe didn't?
Yeah, so I think my purpose in life really all stems from my faith. So for myself, I follow a Christian faith. And I became a lot more serious about it in college because I actually grew up in a Christian household. And a lot of times when you grow up in any family that has a religion, you're often spoon-fed that religion as well. So when you get to living by yourself, you finally get to decide what is it that you want to follow? What is it that you want to believe? And how is your worldview going to be shaped? So I did a lot of soul-seeking of like different religions and really still came back to Christianity. And the first commandment is to love the Lord with all your heart. And the second is to love others as well. So I kind of kept those as my motto through my college years and knew that college is a time where you can really develop yourself and seek out the profession that you want to take on for maybe the rest of your life and hopefully make a positive impact on the world. So for me, I would say, yeah, that purpose and that love for other people and wanting to take care of the planet really evolved from the things that I noticed about my major, the things I noticed weren't quite right, and the things that I wanted to change to make this world a better place for other people and also take care of them.
Yes, that is so great. I appreciate you sharing kind of your faith journey like that because I really can resonate with some of the things you said about just feeling like you were spoon-fed a certain religion. And then kind of, honestly, I had a similar story, you know, wanting to figure out some other things for yourself. And then I, too, eventually came back to the Christianity, which is the way that I was raised as well. And kind of it brought things into a new light for me and helped me see things through a different lens and really has affected my purpose and that I can make a difference with the way that I choose to live my life.
Yeah, definitely.
So what's next for you? What's on the horizon for you and your blog and your family?
That's always a good question because 3 years ago, I would have had no idea that I would be publishing a book. so let me think about that. So I would say immediate next steps is the book is coming out in October. So I will be doing a mini book tour, at least in the Pacific coast. And then I'm sure I'll be doing one for the rest of the country. And fingers crossed, if the book does really well and the foreign rights teams decide to bring it to other countries, I'd love to go visit there too sometime in the near future. Otherwise, for the blog, I've recently done a revamp of the site. So I've actually, this has been a year in the making. I am terrible with trying to do this immediately because I really like to think things over critically and with all my might and strength. So I was just really thinking, how can I make this blog useful? How can I make it more digestible and easy to navigate? So I've recategorized everything and planning to go through and kind of make it a repository of all my best practices and keep it updated. Because one of the things I've seen for many bloggers in their sites is that when you go in, it's just a long list of many, many posts and it might be a little bit difficult to navigate. So for me, I'm trying to make sure that I have a good repository of best practices to live more simply and sustainably. And we'll hopefully be working on revamping that in the next couple months so that it's a more useful tool. Because I would say that with this full-time job, I don't have necessarily all the time in the world to post as much as I can, but I can do my best to at least share the knowledge I currently have in my head and make sure that things are up to date.
Yes, that's great. Well, I am so excited for your book to come out and I wish you all the best with that. I will definitely be ordering it. So I can just do that on Amazon. Is that right?
Yep, it's on Amazon and it's also being sold in the UK as well as in Australia right now. So all of the links are also in my blog as well if you need more of that information.
Okay, great. And lastly, where can people find you online if they're interested in learning more?
Definitely. So you can find me mostly through my website, which is www.snapshotsofsimplicity.com. And through there, you'll find my YouTube channel, my Instagram, as well as my Pinterest page and my Facebook. So you can find me through all those outlets. If you want to stay connected, I would recommend subscribing to the website on the bottom. There's a little subscribe button down there. But otherwise, all the other social media outlets are also ways that you should probably be able to hear me as well.
Oh, that is so great. Thank you so much for sharing with us.
Yeah, of course. No problem. Thank you for your time as well.
Thanks for listening to the Simply Lived In podcast. Dive into show notes for this episode and all past episodes at simplylivedinpodcast.com. If you love the show, please share with your friends. Help us to spread the power of simplicity. Thanks for listening, and until next time,